Sent from God, his name was John. He came as a witness to the light, so that through him everyone might believe. He will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. And let me say a prayer as we start together. God, our Father, you gave to Zechariah and Elizabeth in their old age a son called John. He grew up strong in spirit, prepared the people for the coming of the Lord. He baptized them in the Jordan to wash away their sins. Help us as we think about the coming of Jesus this Christmas to be filled by the strength of your Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, the light who is coming into the world. Amen. And I've got Jono to come up and help me with lighting the third Advent candle.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him.
Hello? Yes, come on, report. Now, What's that you say? A king? King of the Jews? Oh, no, 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 this will not do at all. What are you talking about, man? Well, go and find me this king. There's only room for one king in this kingdom. What are you not staring at?
This king!
There's a king to be found, apparently. Okay, so kings come in all shapes and sizes, so I've heard. And we're going to have a bit of a king quiz to see how clever you guys are at guessing what a king is or who the kings are. So on the screen, there are going to be some kings. Various kings, some a bit random, some a bit more normal. So who is that king? Henry VIII. Let's have a look. Fantastic. Okay, the next one. Oh! That's Burger King. Okay. Next one, who's that? No, King Louis, the king of the swingers, the jungle VIP. Okay, who's that? Martin Luther King, you're getting it now, okay. Who's that? King Charles Spaniel, well done. I said some were a bit random. Okay, who's that? King Kong. Excellent. And who's that? Elvis the King. Uh-huh. Is that how it is? Yeah. Okay, next one. Who's that? The Lion King, just to finish. Okay, so now I know you're pretty good at spotting kings. And now we're going to have a look for one particular king. And I need some help. I need some volunteers to come up and help. Anybody willing to help? Who's good at finding things, you guys? Do you want to come up? It's really easy. And it's not only an easy thing, excuse me, but you get chocolate too. Okay, we have volunteers of all ages. I went to look for gold coins and they didn't have any, so we got milky fob buttons, so there you go. Okay, guys, you're going to come up? Come on, don't be shy. Okay. If you come up, I will tell you your mission, right? Your mission is to look around the church, only in this bit, okay? And there are some things hidden to do with kings. Okay, there are 10 things altogether. You've got 1 minute to go and find them. They're little pictures about that big, okay? Some are really obvious. You've got to look under things. You've also got to ask people to look under chairs and sort of like look around, and you may need to ask for help, okay? Can you do it? Go. That's the one. Okay, everybody can help. You might not all get chocolate, but everyone can help. You can look behind things. Got any more? How many have you got? Two. How many have you got? Three, four, any more? Okay, I think you've got about 15 seconds left. Oh. Okay, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, well done. Bring them forward. Okay, so we've got crowns. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 crowns. Now, these have all got to do with something about a king, haven't they? Kings wear crowns. Okay, but there's one more thing that's really important about Christmas, okay? And you need to find that one. So somewhere else, and I'll give you a clue, it's kind of in this bit, you need to find this one last picture that's a bit different to this one. Right, off you go. Look under things. Oh, it's hotness over here going on. Oh, you're all very hot, you're all very hot. Under things, under, 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 up. Under, yay! Okay, well done. Thank you very much. Oh, we dropped it. Okay, you get all get a packet of chocolate buttons, which I know is amazing. It would be even more amazing if they were gold coins, but there you go. Okay, so this is a manger. And crowns point to earthly kings, and they tell us about earthly kings. But this manger points us to the King of Kings. And it's the King of Kings who we celebrate at Christmas. And we're going to stand and sing. Once in Royal David City. So if you'd like to stand, let's sing.
Please sit down.
Harold told Devil, the people's chief priests and teachers of the law. He asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied. For this is what the prophet has written, but ye Bethlehem in the land of Judah are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
Yeah, hello? Yeah, I want an update. You what? You've got new information? The king's a what? The king's a child? Well, how hard can it be to find him? Yeah? Follow them. Yeah? Follow them, follow the, what you were telling me about earlier, that rubbish, I didn't get it, but something about magi and star in the east and a long journey, okay, we'll follow them, yeah, and find me this king.
Okay. That's very good to stop it off. Okay, I need 3 more volunteers. Adults or children, don't be scared. I know, I'm quite scary. This time I'm going to give you a gift. Okay, I'm going to give you a gift, and you've got to tell me what you expect this gift to be. I'll show you them. This is one gift. Beautifully wrapped up last night. This is another gift. And this is the last gift. Okay, who would like to come up and hold a gift for me? Come on then. Okay, I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one. Last one. There's another one. No? Any adults? Okay. Any adults? Yay. Come on, Jim. Well done. Okay. Right, so, what do you think is in this gift? What shape is it?
Hamster?
That's not what I was going for, but that's fine. It's kind of like a heart shape, isn't it? Oh. Okay. So what do you think will be in that gift then?
A heart.
Okay. Anybody else? What do you think would be in that gift? A heart. Okay, let's see if it's a heart then. Go on then, off you go. You can rip the paper off. Be really enthusiastic. Pretend it's Christmas morning. This is your first present that you've seen. And it's very exciting. And there's lots of wrapping and lots of sellotape. Okay. So what have we got?
Oh.
That's a funny looking heart. Okay. So you've got a puppet. So it looked like a heart, but it's a weird, bonkers puppet. There you go. Okay, what do you think your gift is?
A small walking stick.
A small walking stick, that's good going. Any other offers? A shepherd's crook, maybe. Do you want to open it? The whole it's Christmas morning thing. I get a bit enthusiastic with sellotape. Okay. Your manic ripping. Manic.
Christmas lunch is going cold.
Yeah. The clock's ticking. Rip it. Big rip. Huge rip. Massive rip. What can it be? Not yet. It's just to build the tension. We need like a drum roll or something. Rip the bottom bit and it might come out. Sounds like a broken walking stick. I love that everybody's got their own unwrapping style, haven't they? Some are methodical, save the paper. Other people are like... I will give you some assistance. Right, rip, 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 rip. Rip, rip. Right, we have a breakthrough. It's a very small breakthrough.
Oh.
Oh, keep going, keep going, keep going. Lots of paper. I maybe got a bit carried away with this wrapping. Okay, we're there. Right, so it's not a walking stick. It is a glow-in-the-dark lightsaber. There you go. It does glow in the dark, but it doesn't light up. You have to wait till night time. You have to leave it in the light. Wait till night time. But there you go. Lightsaber, so not what you expected. Okay, last one.
Like. An Easter bunny in chocolate, but more likely to be Santa Claus, I should think.
Okay, so Easter bunny or Santa Claus, one season or another. Any other thoughts?
It looks like a hat, though.
A hat? A very small hat for a very small person? A Christmas tree could be? Let's see.
It's just the way to unwrap a present.
That's more like it. That's it's Christmas morning and I've got to get the lunch done, isn't it? What can it be? The microphone.
What is it? Old microphone. Karaoke microphone.
Yep, so there you go. So not a Christmas tree and not a Easter bunny, was it? So there you go. Well done, guys. You can either leave those there or you can take those and sit down and annoy your parents. It's up to you by waving it around. Okay, so what was expected to be in the gifts, like a heart or a small walking stick or an Easter bunny, wasn't there when it came to opening them. And that's very much like what happened on that first Christmas morning. Finding the unexpected king. And we're going to stand and sing about this as we sing. See him lying on a bed of straw. So let's stand to sing.
I'm on blue, by the way. Everyone, please do sit down. Lots of unexpected things there going on. Herod didn't expect to find a king as a baby in Bethlehem. The song didn't expect to find anything in Bethlehem at all, did it? And we didn't expect a final verse either. Well, everyone is trying their very best to get ready for that special day. The trees are decorated. The lights are on. The shops are all stocked up. And the postman is rushing around in his little red vans. Everyone is getting ready for Christmas. Can anyone tell me any other ways that they're getting ready for Christmas? How are you getting ready for Christmas? Wrapping presents. Yes, wrapping presents up.
Writing letters.
Someone said, I heard, they're getting a bit stressed out. Yeah, it's all part of, it must be Christmas is nearly here, we're getting stressed out. So lots of things. How else are you getting ready for Christmas? Parties, yes, work parties, school parties, school carol services, school fates. Did you guess the school fate? Yeah, I'm afraid I missed it. All kinds of things. Well, it's all very clear that you've all heard of Christmas, which is all very good. I mean, who hasn't heard of Christmas? Well, King Herod, he had never heard of Christmas. Maybe that's why he was so grumpy when he heard about Jesus being born for the first time. What's all that about, he said, didn't he? Who is this person? Find me this king. He was very, very grumpy indeed. And there are lots of people at Christmas time who don't know very much about Jesus, just like King Herod. They know all about online shopping at Amazon. And they know all about where to get the most fresh, juicy turkey for their Christmas meal. And they know everything that's going to be on TV. And they've set their Sky Plus player and their Virgin to record it all. But they don't know the first thing about Jesus, which is really, really sad, because Christmas is all about Jesus. At that first ever Christmas, the Magi, they saw a star, and they came 1,000 miles journey to see Jesus. At that first Christmas, King Herod heard about Jesus. Maybe it wasn't on the telephone, but that was an easy way for us to do it. And he said, "Find me that king. It's really important I know about him." And at that first Christmas, an angel appeared to Mary and told her all about who Jesus would be. And this is what the angel said to Mary. "Mary, you will have a son. His name will be Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God Most High. The Lord God will make him king as his ancestor David was. He will rule the people of Israel forever, and his kingdom will never end." Jesus would be a great king for us to follow. Now, I think football is great. Who here thinks football is great? Any hands? Yes, one or two people think football is great. One or two people don't think football is great, obviously. Maybe they're more cricket people. I'm both. Some people are neither. Yeah, some people are neither. I think Christmas presents are great. Who here thinks Christmas presents are great? That's more like it. Now, I've got a little nephew called James. He's 3, and I saw him yesterday with his great-grandmother, and she's 90 this year. A great-grandmother. But Jesus is greater. Greater than football. Greater than presents. Greater than a great-grandmother. He will be great and will be called the Son of God Most High. Now, I don't know if Jesus, when he was in that manger, in that crib, with all the animals lowing, whatever lowing is, I don't know whether he sucked his thumb when he was there in that crib. He might have done. He was a very, very tiny baby. But this very, very tiny baby was the Son of God Most High, which is absolutely incredible. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Not only is Jesus God, but he's also a king, a great king. Now, there have been some great kings in history. We've had a sort of exploration of some of them. And we all know King Henry VIII. Some kings we remember because they did outrageous things. King Henry, marrying 6 wives. Some of them he had bumped off. An outrageous king. Some kings we remember because they built great buildings. King George IV, what did he build when he was a prince? Yes. The Royal Pavilion, that's right. And he only visited the Royal Pavilion twice after it was finished. And that's really sad. I've been to the Royal Pavilion more than King George IV went to the Royal Pavilion. Dear me, he spent so much money on it as well. So some kings built great buildings and we remember them for that. Some kings were powerful and we remember them for that. King Charles of Spain. He ruled not only over Spain, but he ruled over Italy and he ruled over the whole of Europe when he was the Holy Roman Emperor. And there was another king who was great, King Herod from our story. He was a bit grumpy when we met him, but he was called King Herod the Great because of the things that he did. He was called a great king. There are many great kings, but Jesus was greater. Why? Well, because of all of these kings, they've come and they've gone. But Jesus is still alive and he's still king. His kingdom will never end, Mary was told, because he is God. So this little baby that we celebrate at Christmas is our God and King. He's come and he's reigning. And everything is all right when he reigns, because he's a really, really good king. He's a really great king. And because God is king, he's able to save his people. You know, when when the angel came to visit Mary, he said, Mary, you'll have a son. His name will be Jesus. Do you know what Jesus means? It means God saves. Mary, this child who you're going to bring into life, who you're going to end up walking a long way and then giving birth to her in a stable. This is God saving the world. Isn't that amazing, Mary? She was amazed by it, I can tell you. So when you think of Mary and Joseph travelling this long, long journey and not finding a room to stay in, and then Jesus having to be born in a stable with all the animals, and there was this scary king, King Herod, trying to find Jesus to get rid of him. Don't feel sorry for the baby Jesus. Even when Jesus grew up and was hunted down and killed by people who hated him, the next King Herod, don't feel sad for Jesus, because he's a great king and he came to save us so that we could follow him. Is Jesus your king this Christmas? Michelle's going to lead us in some prayers.
Let us pray. Loving Father, help us remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. As we give and receive gifts this Christmas, help us to remember that Jesus was your gift to us, a gift that lasts forever. Christmas is a time of joy and celebration. While we are enjoying the festivities, help us to remember those less fortunate than ourselves, to think of families who might not be together for Christmas, and children whose best present might be food to eat and clothes to wear. We think of those who are lonely or unwell at this time of year. Let kindness come with every gift and good intentions with every greeting, so that they may feel remembered and loved. Our homes, streets, and shops are decorated with lights, reminding us that Christmas is a time of hope. Jesus is the light of the world, and whenever we are sad or troubled, he is there to guide us. He wants us too to shine for him. Lord, let us not be afraid to share with others the wonderful good news of Jesus this Christmas. Lord, open the door of love all over the world. Bring your peace where there is conflict, that all may live in harmony. Thank you for forgiving us and giving us Jesus as a blessing. Teach us to be like him in all that we think, say, and do. Lord God, may we be thankful and joyful this Christmas as we know your love and peace. Amen.
Michelle, we're going to sing our closing song in a moment, but there are one or two notices and things that we'd like to say. One of them is to let you know about it's not in there. Okay. Is there anything after this song? Christmas services? Aha, fantastic. I must have put it in the wrong place. That's very easy to do, especially if you're me. Just to say something a bit about our other Christmas services coming up. Here we go. Next Sunday morning, there's no service, but in the evening, it's a Carols by Candlelight service. I guess that one's a bit more for the adults. But on Christmas Eve, we've got our crib service at 4 o'clock, which is definitely for the family, and a midnight communion at 11:15. And then we're meeting here as well, of course, on Christmas Day. So it'll be lovely to see you at any of our other carol services over the next couple of weeks. We've got one or two streets we haven't yet managed to deliver our Christmas leaflets to, which is a shame, but if anyone can do that over the next week, that'd be really, really helpful, so we can give everyone the chance to know about the rest of our Christmas services. Now, I think there was something else. Was it Helen who was going to say something about No? Okay. I had a little birdie say that there was something there. Okay. No worries. Great. Well, it's been lovely to see you. We're going to close by singing Heart the... Oh, there is. Jan. Okay. So, great. Yes, that was the message, but I thought the wrong... a different person was going to deliver it. So we got a card for Clovis and Yvonette. They just had their baby, and it'd be great to send them a card. And for Hope Home Children as well, to send them a happy Christmas. Let's stand and sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Just one more thing to say. This Tuesday evening we're going to be carol singing around in West Dean. If you'd like to come and join us, we'll start at 7:30 downstairs outside the Malcolm Young Room. And we'll come back at 8:30 and we'll have some nice hot soup. And there won't be a prayer evening tomorrow night. Instead we're going to pray when we get back and have some soup together. So do come along and join us if you'd like to tomorrow night for some carol, Tuesday night, for some carol singing. Let me say a prayer as we close. Dear Jesus, thank you that you are a king, a great king. You came in a surprising way as a child born in a manger. And we thank you that you never did anything that was ordinary, that you were extraordinary, and that you were great in all the ways of greatness. And we thank you that you came for us. You came to save us, that we can be friends with our Heavenly Father. And so thank you so much. And we pray that over this Christmas time, we would learn more and more about what it means to follow you, our great King. We pray in your name. Amen. Amen. Great to see you. We'll have some tea and coffee and things downstairs. So do come and join us for that.